Swami says, "The story of Buddha is highly noble and sacred. He sacrificed everything and went around in search of truth. Today, we will take you on Buddha's sacred journey in search of truth." The Shakya king, Suddhodana, is blessed with a long and eagerly awaited prince. The king named the child Siddhartha. One day, a high-souled pundit visited the palace and prophesied,
"O King Suddhodana, this lad will become a renunciant. Moreover, he'll become a great teacher of wisdom to the people."
"Oh Lord, if my son becomes a renunciant, we will not have any successor to the kingdom."
"Oh yes.
Let us therefore make him stay only in the palace and never let him go to see the world outside."
The king arranged for Siddhartha's marriage when he reached 18 years of age and crowned him as king. After coronation, King Suddhodana granted Siddhartha's request to go outside and see the kingdom.
"What is that strange creature moving on the road?"
"My lord, that's an old woman. When one grows old, the back is bent and one becomes weak."
"Does this happen to everyone as a result of aging?"
"Yes, it is inescapable. It is the law of nature."
"What's the matter with the man sitting under the tree?"
"The human body is subject to sickness. That man is suffering from a severe sickness. Nobody knows when and who will suffer from diseases."
"What are those four men carrying over there?"
"A corpse, my lord."
"Corpse? What is a corpse?"
"Corpse is a dead body, which means a lifeless body."
"How about us?"
"We have life. We are alive."
"Does everyone lose his life?"
"Yes. Everyone loses his life and dies sometime or the other."
"Well, excuse me, but would you please tell me what you are doing?"
"I renounce the world to get self-realization. Through renunciation and sadhana, I seek to attain the state of peace and immortality."
At that very moment, a light of hope came into Siddhartha's heart. He now knew the path he ought to tread.
"Everything is suffering. Everything is full of fear. Everything is transient. Everything is emptiness."
"Na karmana, na prajaya. Dhanena, tyage naike, amritatvamanashubhu."
Immortality is not attained through action, progeny or wealth, but only by sacrifice. This is how Siddhartha renounced the world. Siddhartha traveled far and wide. People were wonderstruck to see his brilliant and handsome form. Attracted to his brilliance, a woman named Ambashali came close to Siddhartha.
"Oh, great one! You look like a prince in ochre robes. May I know the reason behind your renunciation at this young age?"
"I have taken to the path of renunciation in order to seek solutions to three problems. Although this body is young and fine-featured now, it is bound to age, suffer, and perish. I want to know the cause of aging, sickness, and death."
"Oh, noble one, your determination for discovery of truth is exemplary. Would you please come to my house tomorrow and accept my humble offerings?"
"Yes, I will. I will visit your house tomorrow."
Siddhartha blessed the lady Ambashali. The news that Siddhartha accepted the invitation to visit Ambashali's house spread, and the villagers began to persuade Siddhartha.
"No, oh noble one, you should not visit her house."
"That's right. Ambashali is not a person of good character."
"We advise you not to associate with her."
"Mayor, can you vouch that Ambashali is a woman of bad character?"
"Not once, but 1,000 times. I will vouch for the immorality of Ambashali. It's not right to have a meal at her house. Please do not visit her house."
"Mayor, please come closer to me. Can you clap your hands now?"
"No, I can't. As you hold my right hand, I cannot clap my hands."
"Right. If there is only one hand, nobody can clap. Only when two hands come together, one can clap. Likewise, Ambashali cannot have become bad on her own. For every act of sin, 5 persons are mainly responsible. One who commits the sin, one who is the cause, one who encourages the sin, one who shows the ways and means to commit the sin, and one who stands by and watches the sin. All 5 will have to face the consequences of the sin."
The villagers realized their folly. From then onwards, they started to accept Ambashali as their own people and respect her in the village. Later, Ambashali also became a renunciant and led a religious life. As the years passed by, Siddhartha undertook various spiritual practices in order to realize his true self.
"For many years now, I have been studying the scriptures, reciting Vedic mantras, seeking the teachings of great sages. But I haven't experienced the reality yet. These sadhanas cannot lead me to the ultimate truth. Neither studying the scriptures nor the sages can endow me to true wisdom. Now onwards, I will discontinue seeking the truth outside. From now on, I will look inward in search of true wisdom.
Thus, Siddhartha started to mortify himself in extreme ways. Strict and continuous fasting reduced his body to just skin and bones.
What a strict penance Siddhartha is doing.
He is the true guru for us.
Look, look, Siddhartha is standing up.
Nobody has attained such a stage of fasting. Siddhartha, you are truly a noble one.
Strict fasting can make our body and the whole consciousness very weak. No desires seem to be harassing me now. But I feel a loss of vigor and vitality of my spirit.
What? What do you mean, Siddhartha?
What has happened to you? Are you all right? How exhausted you look. Oh yes, please accept and partake of this curd.
Oh no!
Don't! Don't!
What is it doing?
Oh.
The body refuses to be ignored. One must maintain moderation and never indulge in excess.
What? Eating while fasting and meditating? Siddhartha, you are corrupted.
We are disappointed with you.
We don't want to be with you.
Let us part.
Siddhartha started to eat small quantities of food every day, and his physical and mental energy gradually revived.
Since so long, I have been doing this sadhana. And what have I gained? I have only wasted my time. With strong determination, I shall attain that eternal state of bliss within myself. Who am I? Am I the body? Am I the mind? Am I the buddhi? Am I the chitta?
Gradually, his consciousness became pure. Then he began to experience the supreme knowledge of the self from within. From the first light of dawn, Siddhartha was blessed with the vision of the divine.
Eventually, Siddhartha attained enlightenment and became Buddha.
Life is suffering. Suffering is caused by desire and attachment. Man has to make the right use of his senses for sacred purposes to realize his divinity.
After Buddha attained enlightenment under the Bodhi tree in Gaya, he began to work on his mission of preaching. Buddha was once confronted by a Damanas who was full of jealousy against Buddha because of his great popularity.
To hell with love! Oh, what a perfect timing! I am hungry now. I will eat you up! Your life will end today. Your love will be defeated by my envy.
Love is never defeated by envy or hatred.
What?
I love everyone, including you, even if you have such ill will towards me. You are hungry. Feed on me and be happy.
Me. But now your love has melted down my stoned heart of envy. Oh, noble one, I surrender at your feet. I will now disseminate your gospel of love and sacrifice in the world.
The Damanas transformed herself into a dove, symbol of love and peace, and flew out. Love is the only way to conquer envy and hatred. Years rolled by. Buddha's journey continued for 45 years. Buddha reached the age of 80. He has fallen ill and is lying under salt trees. His disciple Ananda is watching Buddha anxiously.
Bhagavat! Bhagavat!
Ananda, why are you weeping?
Because your passing away seems imminent.
I am now entering a stage of supreme peace and bliss. It is not a time to grieve. For many years, I'd been torn apart by my operated mind. It was this mind that obstructed my self-realization. When the mind is absent, there is bliss.
Bhagavad, please guide me to that state of freedom from the mind, the way you are.
The sanctification of the five senses is the way to the truth. When the water in the tank is polluted, all the taps will only give polluted water. If your heart is polluted, your senses are bound to be polluted too. Put the senses that God has given on the right path. Cultivate good vision, good thought, good word, good listening, and good action. Then you will be able to experience this bliss. Share that bliss with all. Oh man, you don't need to search for God anywhere. You are God yourself.
Bhagavat? Bhagavat?
Buddham Sharanam Gacchami, Sangham Sharanam Gacchami, Dharmam Sharanam Gacchami, Satyam Sharanam Gacchami, Ekam Sharanam Gacchami, Premam Sharanam Gacchami.
This way, Buddha completed his mission and entered Nirvana in bliss. Buddha practiced supreme dharma, which is non-violence. He spoke the truth. He never hurt anybody.
Buddha's long journey ended at that moment. However, Buddha's teachings are alive forever.
See no evil. See what's good.
Hear no evil. Hear what is good.
Speak no evil. Speak what's good.
Think no evil. Think what's good.
Do no evil. Do what's good.
This is the way to Buddha.
Swami, we deeply thank you for sending Buddha for humanity.
Swami, please guide us so that we follow the example of Buddha.
Swami, please bless us so that we can practice the virtues symbolized by Buddha.
Jai Sai Buddha! Jai Sai Buddha! Jai Sai Ram!
Sai Shasharam.
Sundaram Sai Nath Bhagavan.